A couple of weeks ago, as we gathered on Tuesday evening to begin our Lenten series of the Theological Banquet, our study group, just in the room beyond that wall right there, I asked the group this kind of big question. What does it mean for you to be a Christian? How do you follow Jesus? There were a number of great answers. They were all good answers. One person said, love God with heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. This wonderful summary of what God asks of us. All of the commandments, all of God's hopes for us, summarized very succinctly. Love God fully and love our neighbors as ourselves. But of course, when Jesus talked about that, he asked people, and they asked him, what does it mean to love our neighbor? What does it mean to love God so fully? So let me ask you today, what does a Christian look like? Is this what a Christian looks like? Wearing a big cross, dressed up for church? Maybe. Or maybe wearing a choir robe? Is that what a Christian looks like? Or one of the folks helping to serve communion later? Or any one of you who are here? Good job, those of you that wore some purple today. No problem if you didn't get the memo or you just didn't have any purple to wear. What does a Christian look like? Is this what a Christian looks like? Do you recognize any of those folks? Or how about these folks? Do they look like Christians? Actually, go back one, please. The folks in these last two pictures, you don't see them up front here very much at all, except for maybe one that sings in the choir. They're busy with other things much of the time. And looking at the next one, do you recognize any of those people? You might if you look close, but you might not. If you mostly come on Sundays, you wouldn't recognize most of those people. Because most of them don't come on Sundays, they come on Thursdays. Those are all the volunteers from a couple of weeks ago, sporting their brand new, freshly sewn aprons. Black for in the kitchen and red for serving, by the way. What does a Christian look like? Is this what Christianity looks like? Are we what faith should look like? Or is this what church should look like? Can you see what's going on there? It's not this sanctuary, but wow, it's pretty similar, isn't it? except pretty much everyone's lying down, sleeping. Who recognizes that place? First United, downtown. Is that what church looks like? That's what it used to look like on the left there when people were sleeping in the pews. But that building's been torn down now. Is the one on the left look more like a real church, or the one on the right look more like a real church? The one on the right is what's being built right now. And of course, that's a trick question. They both look like real churches. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, said Jesus. Let that sink in for a moment. Jesus calls us to love each other the way he has loved us. With compassion, with patience, with forgiveness and self-sacrifice. That's a tall order to love like that, isn't it? No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. How do you live your faith? How do you love? And what does it mean to lay down our lives for our friends? It means sacrifice. It means giving of ourselves and seeking the good for the other beyond our own needs and interests. This is the heart of the missional flavor of our faith. And just to be clear, deep love is present in all of the flavors of our lived faith, all of them. But it's kind of at the front of the palate when we taste the missional flavors of the theological banquet. It's what wine sommeliers might call fruit forward in the missional flavor. We see this sacrificial love in the missional flavor less by words and more by action, more by the fruit of it, the impact of it. By the way, that's three of us that were on the right-hand side there. That's three of us that were walking in the coldest night of the year walk a few weeks ago, well, last week. Jesus is talking about love and friendship. He's not just talking about sending heart pictures to your Facebook friends on social media. He's talking about what it really means to live as people of faith and to be fully alive and full of joy. There is no simple social media icon for this kind of love. But the icon that we do have is the ancient one, the one right here, or up there, or in a few other places. Where have you seen this kind of self-giving love? The kind of love that Jesus talks about. One example I can think of right away, I think of the work of home care workers, like my sister Pasca, who works long hours giving heart and soul, and frankly, for pretty meager pay, for the care of her patients. I think that's a good example of self-giving love. How about you? Where have you seen it? Think about that. Perhaps you've seen it in the kindness of strangers who helped you out when you were broken down by the side of the road or lost in an unfamiliar place. I heard a story about that the other day. Perhaps you've seen it in the kindness of a spouse who stays up late after a long day already to get the house tidied up and ready for the next day. We see community meals every week. We're feeding, I think we're getting close to 200 people between folks here and the meals that go out to folks in the community. We see it in the dignity and compassion and kindness that is shared with our neighbors. We see it in the tremendous time and energy that some of our volunteers offer to newcomer families who are fleeing violence and persecution to help them settle and build new lives. We see it in food bank donations and volunteers helping out. And truly, these are just a sampling of the examples around us here. Take a few moments now to think about the ways that others have laid down their lives for you, when people have shown you sacrificial love. Mostly we don't see the ways, the various ways that people are laying down their lives for one another. It happens mostly in the background, in the quiet, one-on-one, right? How do you live your faith? How do you follow Jesus' command to love one another as I have loved you? Jesus invites us to find true and lasting happiness. He says, complete joy by abiding in God's love. The paradox of this happiness is that we find it when we stop focusing primarily on our own needs and focus more on loving others. It doesn't mean we ignore our own needs or that we lose healthy boundaries. But we are called to care for others alongside of ourselves. And when opportunities come once in a while, to sacrifice ourselves deeply for others. Jesus says, I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Friends, let us love one another with the same extraordinary love that Christ has loved us. And in that self-giving love, our joy will be complete. Amen.